Blog Talk Radio.
Take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro, providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. ManaPro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles, Pat Foreman. Today is Thursday, June 30th, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, visit our blog, sign up for our monthly e-newsletter, The Chicken Scratch, and of course, purchase your set of Chicken Whisperer collector cards. They're flying off the shelf, folks, and only 2,500 Series 1 decks were printed. That's all we're printing. Series 2 will be released this fall. Collect them all. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join us in the live chicken chat room that's going on right now. You can talk with other backyard poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for a special guest when we have them on, like today when we bring on poultry scientist Dr. Bridget McCray. All you have to do is click on the Chat Now button at our homepage there at Blog Talk Radio. Most of the time, the chat room automatically opens up. So if you're at our homepage at Blog Talk Radio listening live, just scroll down a little bit on your screen. You'll see the chat room. You'll be logged in automatically as a guest. But take a moment to register, because that'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, and talk all about our passion and hobby of backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable living, urban farming, urban gardening, preparedness, and a whole lot more. I would also like to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. You'll get, by doing that, you'll get one email about an hour before the show just as a reminder, hey, we go live in about an hour. That's it. Pretty painless. We hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro.
ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
ManaPro understands that poultry owners are as diverse as the birds they care for, which is why they offer both medicated and non-medicated starters. Whichever product you choose, you know you're getting great nutrition for your new chicks. Look for ManaPro products at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
Welcome
Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing. Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com. Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, the world's only nationally worldwide broadcast. Yeah, that's both. We're nationally broadcast. We're a worldwide broadcast. We know we have listeners in Australia and across Europe, including the Netherlands and everywhere. It's pretty amazing. Very humbled by that. And we love our international listeners as well as our listeners here in the good old USA. Whether you're listening live or listening via podcast, we thank you very, very much. All righty, we've got a great show lined up for you today. Today being the fifth Thursday, we factored in the fifth Thursdays with Dr. McCray. So she'll be joining us today, poultry scientist, professor, small flock specialist, again, PhD in poultry science. She'll be joining us today, and we're going to be talking about summer management and nutrition. But we're also going to be taking your phone calls and your questions from the chat room, kind of wide open forum about any questions, health questions, or chicken-related questions you may have. Where else can you get free, basically, information, thanks to our sponsors, information directly and speak to a poultry scientist? We get questions all the time on our Facebook page, email to us, the whole nine yards. So here's your opportunity when we have Dr. McCray on and Peter Brown, a.k.a. the Chicken Doctor with First State Vet Supply on. This is your chance. I mean, people complain about the $100 vet bills and not being able to reach anybody and not be able to talk to anybody in their area. Well, now's your chance to talk to the experts in their field. Yep, I said experts in their field. So take today will be your opportunity to do so. So a few announcements to make. Of course, Pat, you know, is on a little retreat, so we wish her well. We'll miss her this week. Of course, tomorrow is already Fun Friday. Where did this week go? But we will return on Tuesday. Monday's the 4th. We'll return on Tuesday with more great programming here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. A few announcements. If you missed it yesterday, Ideal Poultry, and I posted this on our Facebook page, and you had about maybe a 2 hour window, I believe it was, a 2 hour window, that was it, where you could purchase straight run baby chicks for 77 cents. If don't call now, you missed it. But I know I've talked to and saw where many people took advantage of that. It was one time only, a two-hour period. It must have been hatch day. They had some leftovers, some extra hatch. Maybe they had a great hatch percentage yesterday. Maybe their hatch percentage went up, 5%, 2%, and they had some extra chicks. And so 77 cents each for straight run baby chicks there at Ideal Poultry. Again, many of you took advantage of that. Again, I tried to share that as much as possible with you when we get that information out. So we had that. Also, good friend, Nathan Osmond. You know, he has a little tag. You heard it earlier about listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. His hit single, Sweet, is number one on the indie charts, independent charts, and number 18 on the major country charts. So how about that? And we've got Nathan Osmond. Yes, he's second generation to the Osmonds. He is an Osmond, you bet. And his country song, Sweet, is number 18 and climbing on the major country charts. And congratulations to him. It's a great song. Look it up, YouTube, Google, and it's called Sweet by Nathan Osmond. So I wanted to let everybody know about that. And let me see if there's any others as I scroll down here. I have one in the back of my head I want to tell everybody about that I'm very proud of. Get over here to the chat room. And, of course, it's filling up quite well. I see a lot of folks in there. You know, when I do that, I feel like the old television show when I was little called Romper Room. Do you remember that show, Romper Room? It's kind of like Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and at the end of the show, she would hold up kind of a magnifying glass and point it towards the camera and say, "Oh, I see Andy, and I see Jennifer, and I see Pat, and I see Bridget, and I see..." So I feel kind of like Romper Room when I get in the chat room, and I see Critter Lover, and let's see, The Birds, and East Dallas Dave, and Elaine, and Fat Matt, and I see Grover, and many, many guests. Thank you for tuning in today, guests. And I see Hooch, and I see Kevin, and Kara, and Kim, and Lucky Ridge, and Love for Poultry, and Reed, and Sports and Entertainment, and I see Tater Farm, and there'll be even more as the show goes on. So before we get to really any chickens in the news and bringing on Dr. McCray, in fact, Dr. McCray will have our chicken trivia question at the end of the day. One lucky listener at the end of the day, about 1:20, will break off from what we're doing. We'll have a chicken trivia contest, and one lucky listener today, if they know the answer to this question from our good friend, Dr. McCray, you're going to win an awesome brooder kit from our good friends at critter-cages.com. Critter-cages.com. It's a brooder kit valued at about $50. And I don't even think that includes shipping to your front door. So about a $50 value, you get a brooder with the corral, a feeder, a waterer, a heat lamp, I think, with a dimmer switch and a bulb and everything you're going to need to brood those chicks. Maybe if you took advantage of that special yesterday at Ideal Poultry, 77 cents for some straight-run chicks, maybe you need or now are in the market for another brooder, and you can win one from critter-cages.com today. If you've got lucky fingers, you're the right caller and know the answer to the question today. Alrighty, I woke up this morning, and I can't say that I was too energized until I was starting to read my email, and I received an email from a young lady with the International Poultry Expo. Now, this is huge. This is the largest poultry show in the world, and it's from what I understand. Last year, I must say, I'll admit, I kind of crashed the event. It was kind of last minute. I was kind of teetering, it was, kind of like, do I want to go? Do I not want to go? Because it's not really for backyard poultry folks, even though I did talk to them about having and implementing, starting a little backyard poultry area last year. So it was pretty neat. This is major poultry producers. So I know a lot of you are like, aw. But again, just like it's very educational. I can meet a lot of great contacts, and we had a great time last year. We attended about a half a day on the last day of the event, and so we got to interview a lot of vendors that did have products that were related to backyard poultry, and right now they're not on the tip of my tongue to share with you, but those of you who tuned into that show, we did live video and interviewed the who's who with a lot of, again, products that are related to backyard poultry that may be made by these major manufacturers. So we must have made a good impression, because today I was going through my email, and I got an email from the International Poultry Expo here in Atlanta, worldwide, and they have personally invited me not only to cover the event via media and press, okay, not only to just to attend and cover the event, but from the email, they are going to provide me with a 10x10 foot booth, a 10x10 booth, which is some major muckos for that event. And so they're going to provide me with this 10x10 booth where I can broadcast the show live from the floor. Normally, they do not let media on the floor at all. Last year, there was a media room. This year, there will be a media room. We were confined kind of to the media room last year, but this year, I'm very honored, very proud, very humbled to be offered a booth on the showroom floor to be able to broadcast the radio show live from this location. So definitely looking forward to that. Very honored and humbled knowing that they're going to be offering that to me. I'm going to be sending them an email back this afternoon telling them that I'm honored and humbled and very proud to be acknowledged, and we'll take them up on their offer. And that gives me a lot of time to actually look at the attendees who are going to be there and start scheduling my interview process. Stop by the CW booth on this day at 2 p.m. for your interview live on the radio show. So that's what we're going to be doing. It's not until January, so we have some time to figure out how we're going to set up our booth and whatnot. And but that was very thrilled. It really made my day when I got that email this morning. So that's I think that's a well. As the Jeffersons would say, we're moving on up. How about that? So I wanted to share that with all of you, my great fans and listeners as well. And Tater Farm says, thank you for taking us right along with you. Yep, we'll be broadcasting not only live radio, but live chat room and live video. Live video from the International Poultry Expo. Just like we did, we were the first people on the planet to broadcast live video from the Ohio Poultry Show, the Ohio National Poultry Show in Columbus, Ohio. We were the first ones to broadcast live video from Bradley Caldwell, a trade show up in Hershey, Pennsylvania. We were the first ones to broadcast live video there at the a really nice Noonan Poultry Show, the Chattahoochee Valley Poultry Show. And right now, I'm just going to let you know, we haven't decided. We're still looking at the calendar. It's such a hard decision. We're going to try to attend at least one of these events, including Crossroads, which will be apparently maybe the largest poultry show regarding competition poultry in the world up in Indianapolis. And so we're looking forward to that. We've also been invited to the Mother Earth News magazine, the Mother Earth News fair, also up in that area. All this kind of comes around in September, October. And Bradley Caldwell, big distributor for many, many, many retailers on the eastern side of the United States, showed interest in having me cover their event in Atlantic City when I was up there with them in Pennsylvania, in Hershey. Had a great time there. Met a lot of great folks. And we broadcast live with live video. That was fun, and a lot of great poultry-related products. And so y'all love that show, I know. Got a lot of feedback from that. So we're trying to see where we're going to kind of use either Crossroads or the Mother Earth News Fair or this BCI event in Atlantic City, which actually that is going to be held at the Trump Towers there. And it's just, from what I hear, a fabulous, amazing, jaw-dropping show. So maybe I can attend that. But we're looking forward to that and trying to anchor one of those in correlation with the book tour, and which may start. My contact at Brincy is on vacation or out of the office on business this week. I'll call her next week, and we're going to try to see if maybe they would like to host the first stop of the CW book tour there in Titusville, Florida. They're just kind of across the bay from where they launch all the space shuttles, where you can see all of our tax dollars kind of go up in smoke. But we may start there and then work our way north and may end up at Crossroads or the Mother Earth News Fair or the BCI event in Atlantic City, depending on what calendar events take place. So we got big things coming up this fall, and yes, we're looking for it right now. So let's see. Let's go ahead and go over here to the switchboard, or now they call it the studio. I got this big on-air sign that flashes on and off in my face, and because you know Pat is on her little her Zen little vacation or retreat this week, I'm going to go ahead and bring on. And we all love Dr. McCray, but I'm going to bring on our good friend, PhD poultry scientist, professor, and small flock specialist, Dr. Bridget McCray. Welcome to the show, Doc.
Hi, everybody. Good to be with you.
You're sounding great today, loud and clear. So glad, and we're glad
Fantastic.
To have you on. Absolutely. And we've discussed earlier, we know we've got the chicken trivia question for later in the segment, so we'll be giving away a great prize from critter-cages.com, which is always fun. And but we have a topic today we'll be discussing, which is kind of summer management and nutrition as well. So we're going to touch a little bit on that. But we also want to hear from our listeners, both in the chat room and via call. And let me go ahead and give you the number. We posted it on Facebook several times yesterday and today. It's 347-637-3237. That's 347-637-3237. That's the call-in number if you'd like firsthand information and ask your question to Dr. McCray. And it looks like we do have someone on hold now. So what we're going to do first to see if, Doctor, if you have any kind of chickens in the news, if anything of interest you'd like to share with our audience, and then we can take our first call and start it off with a great call and question, and then we'll get into summer management and nutrition for a little bit.
Sure. I have a couple of little things.
Great.
Upcoming events, not so much chickens in the news. I think I rely more upon you and Pat for that information. But we do have two very interesting things coming up. Of course, something very Delaware-oriented, the Delaware State Fair. It's coming up at the end of July. So if you're in the area and you're looking for a fun little fair that has a lot of pep, come on down to the Delaware State Fair. It's a pretty fun thing. And one of the judges that is on Delmarva, Mr. Michael Wazakowski, he's the show superintendent for the poultry show, and he does a fantastic job. So if you want to see what a blue hen looks like, you've never seen a blue hen, they have an entire class there dedicated to blue hens. And then you can see what we mean by blue hens when we say Delaware blue hens. So, you know, and a lot of people come back and say, it's not blue. Well, yes, it is. It's a blue slate color. And if you've never seen that color before, then come on down and take a look, and you'll see what on earth everyone's talking about. Now, another event that I have coming up is a little further out. It's on August 13th. We're actually starting a workshop series to help farmers write grants. And this is really interesting. There's an organization called SAIR, and I think I've mentioned it in the past, Andy. Have you heard me talk about SAIR before?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Delaware and Maryland, but not Virginia,
mm-hmm.
are in Northeast SAIR. And Northeast SAIR has a problem. They're not getting a whole lot of grants from Delaware and Maryland. So what I'm doing is I'm putting together a workshop to kind of explain what farmer grants are, what you can do with them, and we're going to hold farmers' hands as they go through the 7 questions. So what we're going to do is have that first meeting. They can talk to a couple of farmers that have gotten SAIR grants, farmer grants in the past, and then every week thereafter until the due date, we're going to have drop-in sessions where farmers can come. We'll take a look at what they've got. We'll help them answer questions or you know, ferret out problems they've had with their grant writing. And it's all drop-in, peer-reviewed, and you just basically, we're going to hold your hand through the entire process so you can write a grant. So we're going to see if we can't get 3 farmers from start to finish through the grant, their farmer grant writing process. It's not hard. But, you know, there's got to be a reason why farmers aren't applying from our region, and I think it's because they either don't know about it or they'd like a little more help. So here it is. You can learn about it and you can get help.
Great opportunity.
So if you're interested in more information about that, you can contact me. My information's up on the Delaware State University website. And if you get the Delmarva Farmer, which is a newspaper for Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, and I think also New Jersey in parts, you can find out more about the upcoming event on August 13th. It's going to be here in Dover, Delaware. So I look forward to meeting people.
That sounds like it's going to be very interesting, and what a great opportunity, and good for you for doing that. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of farmers don't know that these grants are out there.
You know, I hear about grants now, you know, over since we've owned the house down here in the rural area 4 years, but I hear about grants that are out there that some people find and take advantage of. I mean, here in this little town, there was a few years back, there was a grant that the city got to help residents kind of spruce up their old homes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how much it was, but yeah, I mean, the money is out there. It reminds me of that guy.
That old TV commercial?
Yeah, Lesko.
He always wore the dollar sign?
Yeah, the dollar sign suit, and he's running all over Washington saying, you can get $3,000 to go back to school. You can get $90,000 to start a business. You can get $15,000 just to sit on your butt at home. But or whatever it was. So, yeah, but it always reminds me of that. But the grants are out there, and folks, you're paying for them through tax dollars. So look and see if they're out there, and hopefully you can put them to good use. Thank you very much. I want to say a shout out to the birds in the chat room. She made a comment. She said she just got sound back on the show. She said, I just can't live without this show. I listen every day. And I just want to send a shout out and say thank you very much to the birds for that comment. Well, thank you for that information, Dr. McRae. That's perfect. And I've got some chickens in the news, but I'll refrain and I'll post it on our Facebook page. There's just an article or two. We're still trying to make contact with Paula Dean, the chef and TV host, whatever you want.
Oh, one of my favorite shows.
She might lose her chickens, Dr. McRae. I don't know if you saw that.
I saw that.
Did you? Okay, yep. So we're trying to reach out to her to try to give her a hand. And the other residents on, I think it's Wilmington Island there, where she lives, that apparently zoning is cracking down on backyard birds. And she would be, according to her publicist, devastated if she had to get rid of them. So star or not, yes, she has to abide by the law. But that doesn't mean that we can't go in and help her out and try to get the ball rolling to change the ordinance so the great folks there can keep backyard poultry. So, yeah, perfect. I think I saw a skit one time with her on the Food Network where she put, like, two sticks of butter between two donuts and said, this is a wonderful sandwich. Everybody calls her the butter cook because, oh, my God.
It always tastes better with butter. Absolutely.
Who can disagree with that? Who wants to use that man-made chemical country crap? I mean, country crock. So, you know, they couldn't make – my understanding is that was something that was developed in a scientific lab during World War II, that they needed the fresh milk and butter for whatever back in World War II, and they developed this imitation butter from chemicals that's supposed to taste like it. So, but anywho, yeah, she may lose her chickens. We hope not. We're trying to get in touch with her so we can help her out with that. Fiona just joined us. She's been trying to log in for about a half hour. Well, that's what happens when you have the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show. So let me get over here to the studio, and we're going to bring live. Looks like we have a caller calling in from area code 919. I think that's North Carolina. And we'll go live and see if she has a question for you, Dr. McRae. You're live on the air with the Chicken Whisperer and Dr. McRae from 919. State your name and tell us where you're calling from, please.
Hi, it's Elaine. And,
hi, Elaine.
Hi, I'm the one that had the henna with the cross beak.
Oh, yeah.
And she was normal like when we got her, and then as she started to get older, her beak, her bottom, I guess both the top and the bottom kind of shifted because her eyes are kind of funky too. But she got through that teenage stage, and she's still in the teenage stage, I call it, because they look like teenagers without the pimples, and yet, you know, she's getting her adult feathers in. And she's real lively, and she gets along good with the other ones. In fact, when she's at the food dish, she doesn't like anybody else there. But she does have difficulty eating. We did have her on pellet.
Mm-hmm.
All the hens on the Lena and the, you know, the pellet.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But I switched her back to crumble.
Okay.
So, because she was having problems, because when she tried to flip it in her mouth because of her top beak bill being so twisted to the one side, that the food wasn't going in her mouth. So she had to kind of get it up with her tongue. Because I don't know if you looked at the pictures, but it's really...
Yes, I'm looking at your pictures right now.
The side. I mean, somebody said it might get worse, but I don't know how it could get worse, because, you know, unless it goes underneath her ear, which I don't think is possible,
right.
But I don't know. I mean, we love her. She, you know, we make sure she gets special treats and stuff, but somebody... reason I was calling is because somebody told me to feed her yogurt. Now, I've heard good things and bad things about yogurt, and I don't want to, you know, she's doing good, and, you know, she seems to be, her crop's filling. She's the same height and weight as the other ones from her clutch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, her sisters are all, so she seems to be keeping, you know, up with the other ones. She just has to eat a lot more because, you know, a lot of it doesn't go in her mouth. If you have any,
so one, we can take this opportunity, Doc, to kind of discuss the scissor beak, cross beak that many people that call it. Kind of, I've experienced this with one of my chicks in the last decade. It since had passed, but and just some of the tips that you can do if you choose to keep. I think it's refrain from trying to breed the chick that has
exactly.
This
exactly.
And you don't want
to
breed.
Yeah, no, I don't even want her to. I'm hoping she doesn't lay.
No,
I have a Polish hen, and she doesn't lay at all. She's just a pet. They're all just pets, actually. But
well, let's start at the beginning here. You can occasionally come across a bird with a crossbeak, and due to the amount of work that is usually involved with caring for such a bird, if you have a large number of birds, this is not an ideal bird. To keep on hand because it's never going to grow to size. It's never going to reach
right.
Its full potential.
Yeah, I told my dog.
And so if this is just a pet, you might be able to dedicate the time to caring for this bird.
Right.
One of the primary problems is the breeding. What caused this to occur? So that's definitely a breeding that I would not attempt again if this is one of the things that can result from that breeding.
Right.
And definitely do not breed her, but we already covered that. One of the things that people don't realize is the tongue can get dried out with these birds. And if that's a difficulty, sometimes the little tip of the tongue can actually start to snap off, and that doesn't necessarily grow back because their tongue dries out. And so that's another difficulty that's associated with crossbeak chicks. I have a client here in Delaware who has a beloved crossbeak chicken, Polly Wally. She has her own blog every day. So you can see the adventures of Polly Wally, the crossbeak chicken. And what she does for Polly is she will take her regular grower feed and not a laying hen feed, because you don't want this bird to lay necessarily.
Have her back on the chick formula.
Right. Well, not on the chick formula, just a grower. Not a chick and not a layer, a grower. And what you will do is you'll put that in a dedicated coffee grinder and grind it up to a fine powder, and you can kind of make a gruel for them. And sometimes that's a little easier for these chickens to eat. Of course, it's much messier because, you know, when chickens shake their heads, they can't close their beaks if they have a cross beak, and so sometimes the feed goes everywhere, even on the nearest walls. So keep that in mind. Cleanup will be an issue when you're feeding any sort of gruel to a cross beak chicken. Could it get worse? Absolutely. There's something wrong with the genetics of this bird, so that means there could be something internal wrong with the bird as well. What you're seeing is external. And so there could be something else that could go wrong.
Won't last too long, but as long as she's eating, you know, and she doesn't seem to be suffering, we'd like to just, you know, let her be and enjoy being a chicken as long as... You know,
just make sure that her crop is full at the end of every day and they'll be much happier. Now, it's not important to feed them, to answer the question brought out by Andy, it's not important to feed them yogurt because they're getting their full balanced diet from the feed that you fix for them. Whether you're using crumbles or if you go ahead and start making a gruel for her, you can go ahead and, you know, you don't have to use that yogurt. I mean, it's a wonderful food with wonderful history, but in its liquid form, you're not going to be able to do anything completely beneficial for your chickens because it's just going to give her diarrhea.
Okay, was one of my questions. You know,
when you dry
yogurt,
okay,
and I don't want to do the diarrhea.
No, nobody wants to deal with diarrhea in chickens.
Yeah.
Or
so
anywhere else for that matter.
Now, when you take dairy products and dry them into their dry forms, like, say, whey, you know, dried whey, that's, you know, oftentimes that makes its way into chicken feed, and so the benefits are there, but nobody has the time, you know, with a backyard flock to go through all that processing of a milk product for the benefit of your chickens. What was your other question?
Well, basically that was it because I wasn't aware of the tongue thing. She does drink an awful lot more than the other one, so I'm just going to have to watch her more on there. But it was the yogurt thing because I had thought I read, you know, on Backyard Chicken and a bunch of other things that it did give them diarrhea, and I didn't want to do anything that would make, you know, her sicker or, you know, shorten her
also,
life.
And I'll comment this too, based on everything that I try to remember from our guests. And I've asked this question to just about every guest we have that would have something valuable to say about it. And even when I talked to Peter Brown, for example, the last time we talked about this, I vividly remember him saying that, you know, if you want to get the probiotics on board, there are other ways to do that much, much more effectively than say yogurt. When he talked, he said even in everyday yogurt that you're giving them, whether it's the Greek yogurt or the Danone, which is full of sugar anyway, and high fructose corn syrup and all that junk, is that even in yogurt form, in his opinion, there's not enough of the good stuff that they're getting that way anyway to do any good, and still might provide them with some diarrhea. So the concept of giving them a cup of yogurt just that you bought at the store is not, according even to him, is not helping them. There's not enough of the good stuff, whatever that long term is, Dr. McCray, in there. To help them at that level, but there may be some true probiotics that you can give that would be better if you're trying to achieve that. But again, just in my opinion, after asking so many people over the course of 2.5 years, my theory is just say no to yogurt because from Dr. McCray and others I've asked, that even if you gave yogurt, there's not enough of that particular goodness in that to do them any good and still may give them diarrhea, but there are like other aftermarket items and products specifically for to give the probiotics if you want to your chicken. So I wanted to touch on that too, that most experts I've talked to refrain from it.
Okay, that's what my gut feeling was, but I just wanted to double check because everyone's like, give her that, and I'm like, well, she's doing fine. I don't want to, you know, put her on something that might make her, you know, go downhill.
Right.
But,
keep her on a balanced diet, and as long as she's still able to eat and is comfortable, have fun with her.
The gruel, you said. Do I add a liquid to that to soften
just
it?
Just water.
Just water, okay.
Yeah.
Because I think I'll probably try that.
Yeah, don't use your same coffee grinder. Your coffee will taste funny.
We do instant coffee, so.
Oh, well, okay.
That's something I'd have to get just for her, but...
coffee grinders work
I
best.
I really appreciate, you know, all your advice.
Sure,
and
have fun with Hannah.
Yeah, I was actually thinking of writing a story about her, you know, like a special Hannah. Because I used to write children's stories for my children when they were little, and I thought maybe I'd write something about Hannah. So, I don't know. Depends on.
As long as you're enjoying her, have fun with everything you do with her. Write a book if it's something that you enjoy doing.
Well, I figure it would be a cute children's book because we're always outside taking pictures of the chickens. They're our babies, so.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for your call. We appreciate it, and hopefully you got all of your questions answered today. So that would be our first caller that we took. Great call. Several subjects that we covered with that one. So absolutely. We're going to move on now, and we'll talk about our topic today. Make sure we cover some of that, which, of course, is summer management and nutrition for summertime. And then we can take that up to, say, the break at 1. Then we can come back and we can see if we have any other callers or questions from the chat room that we can take from our listeners and people in the chat room, Doc. So let's get in with the summer management and nutrition.
Well, just to turn things on you just a little bit.
Okay, no problem. Go ahead. That's fine.
Thank you, Elaine, for your phone call because you reminded me of kind of a similar situation here in Delaware. One of my clients did not notice her chicken was cross-beaked right away. And sometimes with cross-beak, there's also blindness involved. So it could be that a chicken does not show you right away that it has a cross-beak because it's using its dominant eye to look at you. And so, you know, take the time whenever you get chicks to look at them straight on to make sure their head is symmetrical. Because sometimes in cross-beak chicks, their beaks can be just slightly askew, and maybe one eye will be a different shape. So look at your chicks carefully, and I'm going to post into the chat room a blog for my friend here. You met her at Cooptastic, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
She builds those chicken water bases and those feeders. But she started a blog for her Polly, what is it? It's Miss Polly Wally, the cross-beak chicken. And this chicken literally lives in the house, thinks it's a dog, and goes on trips. And so every day, Lisa takes a little story about what Polly did that day, and you can follow Polly Wally, the cross-beak chicken, and what she's doing every day. But she's having a blast, and this chicken, apparently I got a call this morning, and this chicken thinks it might be trying to bark like the dogs. I don't know. Not quite sure. But either way, I thought I'd share that with you guys. But
thank you.
Talking with you about summer heat and mm-hmm. summer nutrition, it's something that we cover every year. And we all are moving into 4th of July weekend, and unless you're at the further points north or in a different hemisphere, you're feeling the heat, I'm sure, by now. And as we all know, our chickens have a feather coat, one that they can't just throw off when the heat gets, you know, too high outside. They have to molt it, or they have to hang on to it and just deal with the high temperatures.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So now we're talking about some of the responsibilities that you, the flock owner, has to make sure that your hens are happy and comfortable. So what do you remember doing for your birds, Andy, when it really started to get hot outside? What would you try to do to help your girls feel a little more comfortable?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Okay, I'll be honest. Okay, because you know, I love this. I love this topic because it gets me riled up back with the winter heaters and the coops and the people who feel like they have to have a nice 72 degrees in their coop for their chickens.
Do you provide water for them?
somewhere. Oh, yeah, that's how I was going to go down. Obviously, you want to have them. I do try to make sure they have a way to get out of the direct sunlight. I try to make sure that setting up my coop or planting something or doing something, shade cloth, where my chickens do have an opportunity to get out of the direct sun. I mean, shade can help them tremendously. So
absolutely.
Make sure they have shade, either by man-made shade, by either shade cloth or a tree or overhang from a tree limb or maybe something I put there, just a big box that actually on one side has some shade to it, which the coop should provide on one angle any per time during the day some shade. So shade, I think, is tremendously important. And, of course, fresh water. I will admit I don't go to the extreme of putting ice cubes in their water or, you know, giving them ice water four times a day, but I do make sure, because I know in summer they consume much more water, that they do have clean water at least to consume. And I know a lot of people will actually make, like, they'll freeze, say, the 20-ounce bottles of drink, and then they'll drop those into the 5-gallon waterers, and that'll keep the water cooler for them, which I think is a fabulous idea. Here you have this big 5 or 7-gallon waterer. You freeze one or two of the small 20-ounce, say, Sprite, the 20-ounce plastic Sprite bottles or Coke bottles. Once they're frozen, you can just, you know, like I said, drop them in the 5-gallon bucket. And your waterer, and there you go. You've got the cool water for most of the day. Some people, if they have different waters, they'll add, they'll fill up a two-liter Coke bottle full of ice,
right,
and spin it in the water. So I'm an advocate of not doing a whole lot, but definitely shade. I think that's paramount, as well as the fresh water, cool water if you choose and have the time to do that, but definitely fresh water. And another key is if you keep that water in the shade, it will help tremendously too. Think about the temperature that water is going to get while it's out in the direct sunlight. It's going to, and who likes to be out, you know, you just got done mowing the grass, are you going to want to go drink a warm water, which is sun all day? So shade for your waterers can come into play as well. That's my 2 cents worth.
And exactly. And if you're all done with those 20-ounce or 2-liter bottles, or perhaps they crack after several freeze-thaw cycles, you can still recycle them. They're still good for recycling.
Absolutely.
So, you know, if you have one of those big 5-gallon or maybe even the 3-gallon size water, the 3-gallon, it would work better to have the, you know, maybe one, maybe two of those 20-ounce bottles inside there. But you're absolutely right. Keeping cool, fresh, clean water in front of your birds is key. A lot of birds will give up laying in the absolute dire heat and humidity of some of the hottest days of summer. There's just nothing we can do to get around that if we don't have facilities that are climate controlled for those birds. Not everyone's garage is appropriately oriented or ventilated to move the birds in there, but and nobody has a commercial facility, I'm sure, of your listeners, where they can move birds, you know, and change the temperature for those birds within that facility. You're going to have to deal with the facilities that you have set forth for your birds. And if it's 102 degrees outside and 100% humidity, you're just going to have to work around that. Mm-hmm. Shade is key. And if you're not so sure what it is we're talking about, sometimes you can just take a household thermometer and stick it in a water that you've got in the shade, hold it there for a minute or two, and then do the same with the other water, and you'll see the difference. A household thermometer is all it takes. Just wash it after you're done. You don't need to you don't need to reuse that without washing it after sticking in your chicken waters. But those are something easy. Or if you have this, you can get a min-max thermometer. Usually this is the time of year you can find it at, say, Walmart or Lowe's or even, like, say, Home Depot. And maybe you're not sure exactly how hot it got out for your birds because you were at work. If you have a temperature or a thermometer that can tell you the temperature at the minimum for the day, which is about 4 a.m. in the morning, and the maximum for the day, then you'll know really what your birds are putting up with. And if you move that thermometer to where those birds are in the heat of the day, then you will know exactly how hot it is where they're hanging out. And you can kind of keep track of those temperatures and go, okay, I did not realize that at night it gets so darn comfortable for them. I don't need to worry about running fans at night. And, you know, it could be another time of day. you want to get, like, say, a thermo cube and plug that in so that it kicks on with a box fan during the absolute hottest time of day so you don't have to worry about it when you're gone at work. Now, you had a question, Andy? Oh, hello.
I'm here, sorry. I was Jen walked into the room with little Caleb and had a question, so I put myself on mute.
Oh, God.
Or I thought I was on mute, so sorry.
So those are, anybody know what a thermocube is? I know I've talked about it for wintertime temperatures. It kicks on at low temperatures. There's also thermocubes for high temperatures. And everyone knows their own coops far better than you or I, Andy, because we do not live in all different parts of this great nation of ours. And you know that, well, it gets pretty hot out there. It's time for me to invest in the $14 thermocube and plug in that box fan. And that thermocube will turn on when it gets good and hot and keep it on while you're gone for the day. Another thing you need to think about is molting. Some birds will molt in the summertime. It takes about a month or so for them to finish up molting. Some birds take longer than others. But while they're molting, they will not lay eggs for you. They're going to stop laying eggs. But they also will probably stop laying eggs if they're not drinking water, because we know so much of that egg is made up of water. So if they stop drinking water, they're going to stop laying eggs. And what can influence them to stop drinking water? Well, if the water's not cool and comfortable for them to drink. So do take the time to relocate your water to some place where the majority of the day you've got cool shade to cover the birds. Some people will put up misting systems. Now, that depends on what you have available to you and the time you want to spend doing that. But misting systems are a very nice way for you to keep the ambient air temperature down. Could be you want to combine that with a fan somewhere in your house. But some people I know have put up misting systems so that they can reduce the air temperature and kind of do something of an evaporative cooling effect inside their coop. For one reason or another, could be you could not let your birds out because the area has some sort of biosecurity risk and it's just not a good idea. Sometimes you have to think those things through and plan ahead. So box fans work. Just make sure that at the end of the season they're easy to kind of clean out so you're not storing dust from one season to another, or blow them out with some of those compressed air cans. Because as much as we try, we know that our bedding is dusty. Dust gets kicked up with wind, and, of course, a little bit of that is feather dander, too. So clean out your fans and get them ready to go for this season if you've been storing them all year. Let's talk a little bit about nutrition, Andy. What do you feed your birds in the summer for treats?
For treats in the summer, okay. Let's see. We don't do a lot of treats per se, like purchase treats. We've got, of course, the Harvest Delight that ManaPro produces that we like. It's got a lot of great all-natural stuff in it, which we like for treats. Not a huge big treat advocate, because we do actually, I guess if you want to call some table scraps on occasion treats, we go down that route. We also don't do any scratch or any kind of whole grains or corn or any of that, especially in the summertime, because that's just going to produce more body heat for the chicken to begin with. We give scratch in the wintertime, specifically the coldest months, which would be December, January, and February, and just a little bit of scratch on the ground, enough for them to eat in about 10-15 minutes time right before they go to roost. That's it. But our treats normally come from either the, again, Harvest Delight from ManaPro, which has got, it's just chock full of good stuff. But mainly it's treats from our kitchen. Maybe some cold melon, which they
now
absolutely
love. Now you're going down
love.
The route I was hoping you would go down. Because
yep,
we've got 4th of July coming up.
Exactly. So we know whether it be the watermelon or the honeydew or the cantaloupe. I love cantaloupe, and I love it to be ice cold myself. I'll put it in the freezer a good hour before I go to cut it up. Nothing like ice cold melon. So we do the melons, and, of course, along with our other leftovers from the day, lunch and supper included. But, Yeah, because they're chock full of fluid, the watermelon and the cantaloupe. And not only is it good and nutritious, but it's cold and full of fluid.
Now let's talk about some of those melons. I know a lot of you will have a little bit of melon in your 4th of July celebration, and one of the things that the people like to do is to throw in those rinds, and that's fine as a treat. I have had some people take a melon baller and ball out watermelon or, say, cantaloupe or honeydew, and take a string and some sort of large-eyed needle to kind of run through the center of that melon ball and make a little string. I've heard that works great. You're never going to get that string back. It's going to be a little mushy. But if you were to string that across the pen for the chickens, they do fine. On the opposite side of that, I've had the same people take those melon balls and freeze them, and the chickens don't want anything to do with it. It's too hard. It's too cold. And so the chickens will actually sit there and wait for the melon balls to thaw a little bit, giving the humans the stink eye in the meantime, going, what is this frozen stuff? Little chicken brain freezes are not a good idea.
Chicken brain freeze.
Yeah. And so, or I've seen the same thing with, say, strawberries, taking whole strawberries, putting them on a string, and in a shady evening sometime right before going to roost, it's a nice little treat. Making sure, of course, that the string is not something that they are going to want to roost on or get themselves hung up in. So hanging it low in the pen for them to peck at will discourage roosting and, perhaps hanging themselves. So putting that somewhere in the pen is still kind of a fun idea. But like I said, freezing it doesn't seem to go over as well. But how about this? The next time I'm on your show, Andy, which should be in, I think, what, 1 week?
Yeah, I think so. Since it's the fifth Thursday, we'll return next Thursday, actually, which would be the second, which is the first Thursday. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm in June, which would be the 7th, yep, which will be the first Thursday, which is your day, the 7th of July.
Great. So tell you what, listeners. I want to hear about your innovative 4th of July treat solutions to beat the heat in your coop, whether it's snacks or whether it's an interesting solution to keep it cool. I want to hear what you come up with. Now, I see CTR, or Critter Lover, said that they knew someone who gave their chickens strawberry ice cream. Again, you're getting into the dairy products. And, yeah, it's not necessarily the best choice. And, again, frozen things, not so easy for chickens. So I would like to hear what you come up with. Yes, it is a listener challenge from me, Dr. McCray. A listener challenge. Tell us about your 4th of July beat the heat in the coop solution. What do you know, whether it's something that you do with corn on the cob or whether it's something for the melons, or maybe it's something related to, the fireworks. Maybe you ended up something fun, doing the fireworks in your yard, depending on where you live, that's allowed, or maybe not. And, maybe you thought up something interesting to keep the chickens calm so they didn't freak out because of fireworks.
Yeah, that was, my next.
Pets
yep.
have that problem. I know yep. we have had dogs that do not like fireworks, and they'll just, bark all night long. So there you go. Tell us about your holiday solutions, and we'd love to hear back from you, and I'd love you to call in next week. Tell us all about it.
And I'll put that on our Facebook page. I'll let everybody know. Say, hey, take note of what special treats you gave your chickens over the 4th holiday, and then call and tell us about it on Thursday. So that's we'll have a listener challenge from Dr. McCray. Well, that's perfect timing because it's right at about close to 1, and so we're going to take a short commercial break, Doc, and then when we come back, we can continue our topic on summer management and nutrition and maybe even take some calls, 347-637-3300. 347-637-3237. That's 347-637-3237. If you have a question, open lines now for Dr. McCray for the second or towards the last segment of the show. So call in right now, 347-637-3237. If you have any questions, and you can also put them in our live chicken chat room. We'll be back right after this short break from our sponsors. Looking for something? Find it online at Bidbird Auctions. Bidbird.com is an online auction service that caters specifically to the poultry, waterfowl, game bird, and pigeon hobbyists. With so many rare and exciting species listed daily and in a wide variety of categories, you'll want to visit often. Join hundreds of the nation's top breeders that have made Bidbird Auctions their new home. And get sold on Bidbird. When you need an incubator, think Brensea, the incubation specialist. Brensea has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensea.com. Brensea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensea.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensea. Technology you can trust. Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com.
EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, brooders, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at eggcartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's eggcartons.com.
Hey ladies, do you have a hard time finding the perfect gift for that animal lover on your list? I did, but not anymore. I shop at HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a great selection of dog, cat, horse, and chicken gifts that are not only cute, but affordable too. Check them out at HobbyHillFarm.com and become a Facebook fan at Facebook.com/HobbyHillFarm to receive updates on new products and special discounts. I just know you're going to love HobbyHillFarm.com. I do.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at MountHealthy.com. That's MTHealthy.com or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
Back. Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Our guest today, of course, the fifth Thursday of the month, is our good friend, Dr. Bridget McCray, PhD, poultry scientist, professor, and small flock specialist here, talking all about summer management and nutrition, as well as taking some of your phone calls. And let me just go ahead and put it out there. Just give us a call, 347-637-3237. Don't be shy. You post your questions via my email. You post your questions on the Facebook page, and we try to get as many of them answered as we possibly can. But now's your chance to give us a call. 347-637-3237 with your questions for Dr. McCray, and you can post them in the chat room as well. Just post the questions in the chat room in all capital letters, and we'll make sure we try to get that on the air. But now we're going to continue on with summer management and nutrition. Dr. McCray.
Well, Andy, there's a question that popped up in your chat room. It says they've got some chicks. I think this is Kara Cavendish. They've got some chicks in the large fowl coop for about a month now, and whoops, it just moved on me. The hens keep chasing the chicks around, nipping their rear ends, and when will this end? And hopefully, Kara, you can hear me, you can hear my request. They've got 3 one-month-old chicks, and I was asking her what her density was, because if they're too crowded, sometimes the older hens we'll just harass the chicks until they get to be about equal size. Unfortunately, this happens. Laying hens traditionally will go find a quiet, secure place off by themselves and then rejoin the harem with their chicks after the chicks have learned to eat and drink and are of sufficient size. That's about, anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks after they hatch out. And then they rejoin the harem, and mom's job is to protect the chicks from the rest of the harem as they learn the social hierarchies. Sometimes if there's not enough space devoted to the birds, the older, more mature hens see these newcomers as a threat, and they will insist on putting them in their place. You know, as with chickens, we have something called a peck order. And with a peck order, the chickens will find their place in the hierarchy, whether it's at the top, the bottom, or the middle. And any newcomers, whether they're chicks or adult birds, will have to they may reassort themselves. So, you know, it may never end. These chicks, you know, may be at the bottom of the ranking and may always be pecked by the other birds. Or as they get bigger, they may become more dominant and things will reassert themselves and someone will duke it out for a higher ranking within the flock. So as these things change, you may see, Kara, that unfortunately things may change only very slightly over time. So thank you very much for that that very astute question. It may have seemed, Kara, like you were just kind of throwing it out to the chat room, but that was a very valuable question, and thank you very much. So let's talk a little bit about poultry nutrition in the summer. When it gets hot outside, chickens don't always feel like eating. When you are outside, like say a July picnic, it's hot. You're going to seek out the cooler foods. Because after you've had a big meal, your body generates heat in order to digest food. And same things happen with chickens. And we know a chicken's body temperature is higher than ours. So when they eat, they're actually generating heat. And when you're wearing a feather coat, it's hard to shed that heat and get cool again. So what your job is to try to provide a cool enough environment for your birds, whether it's with fans, misters, cool water, whatever, so that they can be comfortable in eating. If it's too hot, if their coop is too warm, they're not going to eat. If you're not eating, you're not going to drink. And so, therefore, your hens may go out of lay in the absolute hottest part of the summer. Well, if this is part of your business, if it's your egg money, or maybe your hens lay eggs and you sell them at the end of your driveway or give it to neighbors, or maybe you donate to a food pantry, this could be a problem. And so what you might need to do is alter the coop so that you can keep them as cool as humanly possible or chickenly possible. So keep that water nice and cool. There's not much you can do to alter the diet plan, but chickens do clearly eat less in the summer than they do in the winter. Of course, in the winter, they need that heat. They need that generated heat so that they can make it through the night. And so they'll fill up their crops. You'll see your chickens eat less, and therefore you may see a corresponding drop in egg size, eggshell quality, or even a complete drop in egg production completely. And that may be the nice natural trigger that your chickens need for going into their annual molt. And molt is when they lose their old feathers and grow in a new set. So during that time, the chickens may be exposed to a little bit more sunlight, and so you'll see a little bit of sunburn. No, there's no sunscreen out there for chicken skin. I'm sorry. So provide
well,
that
there is, there's
extra shade they need.
I think it's called Crisco.
Okay. Well, at CW's house, things are a little different.
In fact, my chickens around here, they absolutely hate Fridays. They don't like Fridays at all. Yeah, how about that? I had to show that one in. Since Pat's not with us, since we don't get any bad jokes from Pat, I had to share that with everybody. So Crisco is the suntan lotion we use around here, especially on Fridays. So there you have it.
Nicely done.
Love it. Love it. Cool. Now, I will share, and again, because everybody, I just get under people's skin, and we'll have it again this fall, and believe me, I'll get on my little rant about heaters in the coops, but because this is kind of related, and I made one lady really, really angry with this when we were talking about heaters in the coops this past winter, and she made a comment. It was actually on our Atlanta Backyard Poultry Meetup Group forum and our thread. And I was, again, as always, explaining to her my opinion on heaters and winter and chickens and their abilities and things like that. And one of the things I put down there, because she had posted, well, CW, I want my chickens to do more than just survive. You know, I want them to be comfortable and, you know, whatever, because they're my pets. And I said, fine. I responded by that by saying, based on your previous statements, and it was a long paragraph of why she heats her coop. I said, based on your previous statements of why you heat your coop, then I fully expect to see an air conditioner in your coop this summer. Because, and again, in my humble opinion, the heat is much more detrimental for chickens than the cold ever will be. So if you're doing all of this long list of preparation and preventative maintenance for your chickens in the winter, then this means that you should also do it for the summer, to be fair, again, based on your premise of heat in the winter to keep them nice, cool, and comfortable. Well, then I fully expect to see an air conditioner in your coop this summer based on your comments above. And she got irate, because it was absolutely point on regarding her statement above and all the things she did in the winter, but yet she, based on that theory, she should also have an air conditioner in her coop in the summertime. And so it was very interesting because many of you know I don't advocate heaters and coops, but and in the summertime, yeah, much more detrimental. And I mean, my memory is not what it used to be. You can probably correct me. But I've read it, maybe in our book, Dr. McCray, or it's just something that I spout out that, and I saw somewhere that chickens will actually start to pant. And I want to say it's around 83 degrees is the number that pops in my head. The egg starts to form inside the shell at 86 degrees. I want to say they'll start to pant. I don't know why 83 degrees is starting to come into my brain. But there's a particular – someone did the research, a particular degree where they found that chickens will actually start to pant to keep cool.
Right, because chickens can't sweat. They don't have sweat glands like they do. They pant like dogs.
Correct. And there was a particular degree of where that actually started or that started to take place. So just to
and it's only up to a certain point that they can do that. And then basically based upon the humidity and the heat levels, the panting will no longer be successful. Mm-hmm. And panting is simply a way for them to shed that excess heat as best as they can. But once you get up to a certain temperature or above it, there's nothing, no manner of panting that a bird can do to preserve its life, to preserve itself.
Mm-hmm.
So you as a flock owner have to read your flock, see how comfortable they are, and be responsible in your care and maintenance of these birds. And just as a as an end note, if you find that any of your birds are in distress,
mm-hmm.
they're experiencing heat stroke, you, one thing you can do very quickly is to get them under cold running water quickly. So take them into the house, commandeer the kitchen sink or the utility sink, and run them under cold water and see if you can bring them back. And then keep them for a couple days in cooler conditions to make sure that they have not experienced any long-lasting damaging effects due to a heat stroke episode. And, you know, getting that water down to their skin is what counts. Not getting the feathers wet, getting the water down to their skin. Don't chill them. Just get them under running water, watch them, see if they come back, and they may need just a little bit of time to themselves in a cool, dark area, just like you would do for any sort of wild bird that you found injured themselves. Give them some quiet time, and then check on them and provide them with food and water as needed. So a little bit of emergency care if needed. Is it time for our trivia question?
Not quite. We got five more minutes. But we had a question in the chat room about ascites. I think I saw earlier, and it's probably already scrolled away, but someone had asked, is there any other way to treat ascites other than opening them up and draining the fluid?
No.
Okay.
Because you've got fluid surrounding a sac in the heart, and there's nothing, you know, the vet bill that would be associated with that is usually prohibitive for a chicken owner, unfortunately. So if there's something wrong with a breed of chicken with ascites, again, you don't necessarily want to breed that line anymore, or certainly don't breed that bird, and make it as comfortable as possible. Unfortunately, the vet bill associated with that is just too cost prohibitive.
Sure. Perfect. All righty, yeah, we can go ahead and do chicken trivia, and it'll be a fun one, and we can go ahead and start that. Let me go to – well, actually, I'll go to break once we ask the question while people start to call in, and we will do that. So we're going to take caller number – let's just make it a good round number. Caller number 10 at 347-637-3237. That's 347-637-3237.
And since I'm coming up with the question, Brighton can call in.
Brighton can call in for this. Absolutely. Since you're coming up with the question, perfect. Brighton and Laura, and perfect. And caller number 10, 347-637-3237 for awesome prize today from critter-cages.com, a complete brooder kit. It's got the corral, a water, a feeder, a heat lamp with the adjustable dimmer on it and the bulb. And the whole nine yards is valued at about $50 plus shipping right to your front door. How cool is that? So, and the question is, Dr. McRae.
Okay, this is one of the questions we did not get to last Friday. And so it comes from the Avian Bull Manual, specifically a fact sheet. It's the changing world of poultry and egg markets. So this is for all you eaters of chicken meat out there. How many calories does one serving of chicken that's been roasted with skin have? It's about an 84-gram serving. Is it A, 120 calories, B, 165 calories, C, 200 calories, or D, 210 calories? That's my question for you today, Whisperer.
Okay. And
listeners,
they have
give it a shot.
25% chance of winning, 1 in 4, if you just guess A, B, C, or D. Of course, if it was back during college days, you probably are going to guess C. But, hey, it could be right, it could be wrong. But that's the question if you want to try to take a stab at it. 347-637-3237. While the phone lines light up like a Christmas tree, we're going to take one more short break here, and we'll be back to see if we can get a winner for today's chicken trivia prize. Stay with us, folks.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
If you're looking for a unique gift idea for that dog, cat, horse, or chicken lover, then look no further than HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a wide selection of gifts for both the home and farm. My favorite is the chicken noodle soup with noodles shaped like chickens. I'm sure you'll find everything you're looking for at HobbyHillFarm.com. That's HobbyHillFarm.com.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
If you have experienced the disappointment of broken or weak eggshells, try ManaPro's Oyster Shell. Adding oyster shell to your flock's feeding program helps provide the calcium they need for strong eggshells. So don't let those beautiful eggs go to waste. Try ManaPro's Oyster Shell for your pullets and layers.
You've ordered your new baby chicks and even have the brooder prepared, but now it's time to order that new chicken coop. My Amish Goods offers quality-built chicken coops for every size flock and budget. They have many styles and colors to choose from and will ship them fully assembled right to your front door. Act now and receive a special upgrade at no additional charge. Visit them online at myamishgoods.com. That's myamishgoods.com.
How would you like a punch in the beak?
This looks like a job for
Super Chicken.
You get the super sauce. I'll don my super suit.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. What a great show we've had today with our good friend, Dr. McCray. And she just offered up our question of the day. And not a lot of takers. The switchboard just doesn't seem to be lighting up. Or wait, let me rephrase this. If you do want to take a chance at winning, you got to press 1. So if you're on hold right now and you're listening to the show, that's great. Thank you so much for that. But if you want to have a chance of winning, you called in to try to win this prize, you got to press 1 so we know that you are wanting to take, you know, that's a, it's just, if you'd like to speak with the host, press 1. So you got to press 1 so we can get this in the queue and in line to see who our caller number 10 is. Is and
now
of course,
Whisper. One of
yep.
the things that I wanted to let you know is that here in Delaware, mm-hmm. we're starting a new pilot program
okay.
for 4-H members.
Cool.
One of the fun contests that 4-H members can do is the chicken barbecue contest. Yep. Not only do they have to show food safety skills and have good grill safety skills, but they need to have something that is cooked to the correct temperature without being singed into oblivion. And they also have to do a presentation. Of course, it, you know, teaching kids how to communicate well with the public about their recipe, poultry meat, the poultry industry, and how chickens are produced is a good skill for them to have as they prepare themselves for college. So that's where this question came from. It's a way for the youngsters out there who may be interested in 4-H for you to participate in yet another chicken-tastic program through 4-H.
Cool. 4-H rocks. That's all I can say about that. And we love 4-H and FFA both. And don't forget now, Dr. McCray, you keep us informed as soon as you have a date for Cooptastic 2012.
Okay, will do.
Yeah. All righty, we're going to go to the phone lines right now here to caller number 10. And there's the question one more time. How many calories does one serving, about 84 grams, of chicken roasted with skin have? A, 120, B, 165, C, 200, D, 210. So you have a good chance there. Let's go to the phone lines right now. Caller calling in from area code 253. 253, you're on the air with Andy and Dr. McCray. Tell us your name and what state you're calling from, please.
Hey, this is Lou Spooky. I'm from Gig Harbor, Washington.
Hey, thank you very much for tuning in today out there in Washington. We appreciate that. What do you think the answer to the question is?
I'm taking a good guess at 200 calories. Answer C.
Good job. You got it right.
Oh, that's how I got through college. When you don't know, mark C.
This time you were right. Good job.
Thank you.
I love it.
I haven't been to Gig Harbor in ages. How are things doing out there?
Oh, it's growing exponentially. Everything's getting bigger and better, and we've got street lights and all, and red lights everywhere now.
How many birds do you have?
I have black copper morans. I've got 8, and then I've got 6 barnevelders.
Nice. Well, I look forward to meeting you out there someday, Woo Spooky. Sometimes I'm out on the West Coast. I'll look you up.
Oh, absolutely. Please do. Thank you.
Great.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Good job.
All you have to do is send me an email to chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. Very important that you do that so we can get you this prize out from critter-cages.com. That's chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. And what I need is your name, your shipping address, and your phone number in case there are any shipping problems from critter-cages.com. And I'll probably be shipped up from their office there in California. So just send me that email with all that information, and we'll get you that prize out as soon as possible. All righty, so thank you for playing today. If you didn't win, no fret. Tomorrow is Fun Friday, and we'll have probably anywhere from 8 to 12 prizes to give away from our sponsors tomorrow. So you'll have plenty of chance to win tomorrow. And because my co-host tomorrow is going to be a young lady and listener, Fiona, you won't have to worry about her winning. She's on a run of luck right now, and she's won a couple of times. In fact, I had eggcartons.com. I had Scott call me this morning and say, I just wanted to make sure this is correct, that we had the same winner 2 weeks in a row for two prizes. And I said, yeah, she must have had some lucky fingers going on the last couple of weeks. But she can't participate tomorrow. If she's the co-host, because she's going to be asking the questions and actually picking the caller number. So maybe you'll have a better chance. Now if we can just get Nick, our good friend, and East Dallas Dave, and Walter to not dial, then it'll give everybody a better chance to win. Gotta love it. So
good luck.
Yes, exactly. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, and it'll be Fun Friday. And I want to say, before we head off, to thank very much Dr. McCray. And remember, over the holiday this weekend, it's the listener challenge from Dr. McCray. Make special notes of the treats that you gave your chickens over this holiday weekend, and call in next Thursday when she comes back and joins us to tell us what kind of how creative you got with the holiday treats for your chickens. And she'll let you know if that was a good idea or a bad idea, but I'm sure. But have fun with it and let us know on a Thursday. Dr. McCray, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Andy.
All
wonderful
righty.
Experience and good listeners, good questions.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much. All righty, folks, on behalf of myself, Andy Schneider, the Chicken Whisperer, Pat Foreman, my regular co-host, our wonderful guests, our wonderful sponsors that actually make this show possible and make the Chicken Whisperer tour possible when we travel around the country with the show, I want to thank them. Of course, Blog Talk Radio for allowing the online chat, the online video, and, of course, the radio broadcast, which we air around the world. So thank you very much to all of them. And, of course, none of that would matter if we didn't have you, the listeners, that actually tune in every day at noon to listen, have fun, meet some new friends, and gain more knowledge about backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable living, urban farming, urban gardening, preparedness, and other great titles. All righty, we thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow right here, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you.